Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for the Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted, A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
We are Dukes and Bell. Mike's out. Mark Zeno's in. Hanging out on a Tuesday when the trade deadline came and went. We'll fill you in with everything that went on. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey.
Hey, man. Thank you guys for filling in right there.
I have my own false start, my own early snap.
A little bit. You know what? He looked like Michael Penix.
That was my early snap.
Yeah, you look like Penix a little bit right there.
My bad.
Ball was snapped a little early. Look. Yep. Falcons address their kicking concerns. Let's start there. They sign Zane Gonzalez. They waive Parker Romo. Somebody doesn't like kickers, and I don't understand.
You're not phrasing that correctly. They didn't address their kicking concerns.
They just brought
in a new kicker. There's a difference.
No, they addressed it.
No.
A guy missed an extra point.
Addressing your kicking concerns, okay,
yeah,
would have happened before the season started.
Well, they did. That was cool. Then it was Romo. Now it's Gonzalez.
And then who's next?
I don't know.
Gramatica?
Well, we're going to get this right. Gonzalez has made 96 of 120 field goals, 146 of 153 extra point attempts, 69 career games played. He comes in. He's been a couple of different places. At this point, can we just make the kicks we need to make? That's all that really matters. I mean, honestly, I don't know what to think about this because I was so frustrated when the whole coup situation played out earlier. And then they did what they needed to do. But here we are finding ourselves doing it again. So, Zane Gonzalez, our new kicker, first and foremost. Secondly, the Falcons do sign an offensive lineman. Now, Zeno, what do you make of this? Because this might be a little bit concerning when you say, okay, does this mean Lindstrom or Bergeron, are they more injured than what they're leading on? Or is this just a situation where they want to add a guy who they can fill in and throw in there? Andrew Stuber was signed by the Falcons today. Offensive lineman, he's a guard. And you mentioned it, signed directly to the roster. This isn't a practice squad guy.
I mean, I think at best case scenario, it tells you these guys are likely game time decisions. And here's the thing, right? Like with you, the unfortunate timing of this, you having to travel overseas.
Yeah.
You know, like it's not, you had to sign, you couldn't just get somebody in there to go walk into Mercedes-Benz Stadium. You couldn't sign somebody on Friday or Saturday. You had to have them here now for a week of install, you know, because everything starts tomorrow. And they're leaving on Thursday to go over the pond. So I would tell you that I feel like this means one of the two is likely not to start and will be in a backup status. I think this would have been handled differently if the game was home or it was the normal week and they were leaving on Saturday. But with this being an international game, it changes the timetable for these decisions because you need to have somebody here all week. I could be wrong on that assessment, but it just feels like it's not a good sign that both of those starting guards are going to be starting on Sunday.
All right. That's first and foremost. Kicker signed, guard brought in. They did not make any trades today. But I got to say this, because when you told me this earlier today, I lost my cool. When you had the audacity to tell me that there were a lot of good things that came out of this game, in a game in which we lost on the road against the Patriots, I want you to explain to our audience again, if you would, what you meant by this. Because when you say these things, Zeno, it sounds like you're giving everybody a pass. It sounds like you're saying, you know what? I know we lost, but guys, look at all the wonderful things that happened. Look, Drake balled out. Great. He doesn't care. Okay? The defense played great in the second half. Nobody on that defense cares. We didn't win the game. So when you said this, I just had to pause, and I want you to explain to our listeners what exactly you mean.
Me saying that there was some positives that came out of Sunday doesn't underscore the overarching problems that have plagued the team this season. In a vacuum, in a one-game vacuum of Sunday, there was a lot of positive things that happened. I mean, you got down 21-7. Your defense helped you play complimentary football, got you the ball back when you needed it, put your offense in position to go down the field, score touchdowns, and put points on the board, and essentially tie the game till your idiot kicker missed it. I mean, you know.
He's not here anymore.
They're all idiot kickers, even the new guy. He doesn't even deserve a name. Remember, me and Matt LaFleur.
Zane.
I don't talk to kickers. Okay, and Ross should adopt that same philosophy. I don't talk to kickers.
Somebody better talk to him.
They shouldn't speak. Just put the ball to the uprights. They shouldn't have to have any conversations.
What do you think?
Did the ball go through? Speak? Yes or no? No speaking. No speaking. Just kick.
Okay.
A mute kicker is what I would want. Well, don't say anything. Just kick the ball.
I don't know any of those guys.
Right,
I don't know any of them. But to your point about this, like, I don't want to give anybody – look, this is an organizational thing right now. We're in a three-game rut. And with all fairness, okay, I said this earlier. Guys, there are other teams in this league that are going exactly through the same thing we are, and everybody's calling for their coach's job and fire everybody and fire players.
By the way, no one's getting fired, guys.
Well, not yet.
No. They lose to Carolina, maybe. But no one's getting
– not yet.
Okay, let me rephrase. Zach Robinson is not getting fired before the end of the season, period. It's not happening. What are you going to give it to T.J. Yates, who's never called plays either?
Can it get any worse?
Mike McCarthy's not coming off the street to call plays for an offense.
Wait a minute, Zeno. If we go lay an egg against the Colts, and then we don't score any points against the Panthers, and then the most awful team in the league in the Saints beat us, and we don't score points, you're saying right now, with a serious face, that nobody's getting fired. I don't buy it.
You lose three straight, and two of those two division opponents, one of them being the worst team in the league. Yes, but I would tell you, I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, it can't be that bad, can it? Can it?
It could be that bad.
Could it be that bad? And remember, and when you guys all do this, okay, because I think every sports radio show out there does it except for me, when you sit there in April when the schedule comes out, or May, or you before the season, oh, this is a W, we're going to go 10-7. This is a W, that's a loss. What a moronic exercise, because nobody thought the Patriots are going to be this good, right? Nobody went, that home game against the Patriots, that's a loss.
Big O, jump in here.
God, it's the stupidest exercise we do in sports.
Big O, jump in here. It's Dukes and Bell. See what I'm talking about? You see what I'm talking about?
That was an unnecessary shot.
No, it was a very necessary shot. I'm telling you all, it's stupid radio, don't do it, okay? It's a waste of time. It's a futile exercise. You have no idea what anybody's going to be like.
All right, so what he's saying is, Carl, after schedule release day for the 2026 season, we need to have Zeno fill in for Mike that day.
Yep.
And make sure we do that segment at like 2:20.
Nope.
So he'll be irritated for the entire rest of the show.
Won't do it. There are ways to dissect the schedule, nothing to do with predicting wins and losses. Anyway, there are still, like, the offensive game plan was actually executed fairly well, save the snap play. Like, they went in there saying, we're not going to try to run into this defense. We're going to find a different way to go out and execute our offense and put points on the board. And they did.
Zeno.
They did.
Zeno. But who else?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ball passes outside of Drake. Where was the
Bijan caught 12 passes
of the ball being thrown around the yard? Like you say that as if this thing looked like a Swiss watch. It
no.
didn't. Drake made three amazing catches.
Look.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.